coming off a great indoor season, Coach, making it to, you know, taking a lot of kids down to the national meet in Gainesville. I follow all your posts and all the results and everything. Sound like you guys had a great time and really competed well, didn't you?
Yes, it was an excellent experience, and I enjoyed the venue down in Gainesville. It was a relatively new track. They built it, I think, 2 years ago. It's a banked wooden track, and it's raised completely, so there's a lot of – it's a fast track. People, you know, 11 national records were broken, and it was exciting to watch just from a track fan standpoint, you know, as much as anything else. But our kids went out there and gave it their all, and super proud of them.
24 qualifiers, 5 All-Americans in the end. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. We had some big breakthroughs and some big highlights. And then we had a few disappointments also, where we had a couple of kids ranked really high going in that just didn't have their best days. And so even though they made All-American, it wasn't what they were wanting. And again, that is the nature of the sport. But again, you know, if you're hungry, you just double down and do the right things, and you get it next time.
Of the 5 All-Americans, a couple in the field events, a couple in the running events. So you pretty much split as far as the awards in the field and also on the track, didn't you?
Yep, it was a lot of fun. On the guys' side, we had Johnny Jerkin, a Seward freshman, a kid who went to Seward High School and was a solid distance runner for Seward High School, and got interested in race walk, with something that we really promote and push on our team, and just seemed to be a natural at it. And so he and his teammate Luke Hammond from Arlington qualified for nationals, but Johnny ended up making All-American as a freshman, and that was exciting. And then Mason Ostermeyer, a Crofton native, ended up making All-American in the pole vault and tied for 7th.
Super job by those young individuals. I've got to get a phone call into Ms. Rodenzel, because, of course, Joel is, of course, a former native of Southwest Nebraska, you betcha. And she's had another tremendous season. Man, she is a heck of a track and field athlete, isn't she?
Yeah, well, it was really funny, as we have Easton Freeze on our team. He competed in the 60 hurdle prelims as a freshman, didn't make finals, but he's already had a great freshman year. And I was talking with Joel Rodenzel at nationals, and he and I were chatting away. He's like, the funny thing is, he and Easton's dad used to compete head to head against each other back in high school in the hurdles, and he's like, and now our kids are teammates. It's so weird, but Adriana, what a great meet for her. She has really continued to develop as an athlete and as a leader. She missed, and I can't remember how many, but I think both indoor and outdoor, she made it to nationals in the 60 hurdles, the 100 hurdles, and got like 9th in both. In one case, by like 1/100 of a second, she missed making finals. And so she's been on a mission, and to finally get into the final and then to make 5th place, set a school record in the process, just a wonderful experience and a wonderful thing for her. But she also has really developed her long sprint speed, which is going to be a huge benefit in the 400 hurdles this year. But she ran a 57.09 split in the 4x4 to lead off our women's 4x400, and she's just getting faster both in the short speed and also in the longer stuff. And so it's exciting to see how she's becoming a dual threat in those things.
You mentioned Easton, of course, the Chiefs County standout, Austin Rozelle, Juanita the Palisades standout, and also Brittany Kinney right here from McCook. All 3 also had a chance to compete in nationals, and not sure would like to finish a little bit better, but boy, that experience is second to none, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think this was Brittany's first time, and so it was really cool that she made it. I think sometimes you just have to go, whether you're a freshman or a sophomore or junior, your first time at nationals is just wrapping your head, not just around the competitiveness and the newness of going up against all these people in a very heightened atmosphere, but it's also the travel. You go down there days early. You get way off your normal schedule. You share a bed with somebody who steals the covers and picks you, which you don't have to do in your dormitory at home. You're on a, you know, now whatever meals or diet or routine that you have is thrown completely off. And one of the things we talk to the kids about going into it and while we're there is find, you know, make sure you create your schedule, plan ahead, do what works for you. Just because three of your roommates are going to go eat at this one place doesn't mean you have to. And yet I do think you've got to get out the other side, look back and go, okay, how can I do this better the next time that I go? Because it's tough to do. It's a lot of new stuff hitting you at once. So it's not just about who you compete against. It's about the entire travel experience, and it's something that they don't normally do. So it's a, you know, I think Brittany's going to have a great career. She's just a sophomore, and then Austin, I know he was excited to get to nationals in the weight throw. I know he wanted to do better, and you know, it is what it is. But he's got outdoor, and he's got a couple of events there that he's really good at.
Yeah, all those kids we just mentioned, outdoors is going to begin soon, and don't be surprised if they're right up there among the best in their events, and they hopefully get a chance to compete in the national outdoor meet when that time comes around.
Right, it's going to be in Indiana at Indiana Wesleyan again this year. I think it's someplace different next year, but I don't think they've released that yet. And yeah, so I know indoors we do pretty well, but outdoors I think we're very strong. You add three throwing events that we have a lot of success with: the javelin, the hammer, and the discus. And then some running events like the 400 hurdles, the 4x100, steeplechase, 10K that you don't have indoors, and I think we do pretty well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the kids are very excited. Just talking with them in this last week, I think everyone's looking forward to outdoor, even as they're on their spring break this week. But we've been preparing for it, and we'll get going here as soon as we get back.
I know you're pretty proud of that distance medley relay. Trey Robertson from Wallace High School, part of that. That crew really ran well at the national meet too, didn't they?
Oh my gosh, they were, again, we've had a very, very strong distance history, you know, Craig Einspar and before him and what he was able to do. And now, you know, fortunately we've had some success with me being here that's continued that. But our distance medley relay was 1.5 seconds off our school record. We ran just under 10:14 to qualify. They ran 10:06 in the prelims and barely missed making finals. And every single one of those guys ran fantastic. It's like, I think Trey went from a 3:08 to a 3:03, so dropped 5 seconds off his 1200. Now, nobody knows what a 1200 time is. It's not like saying, oh, this mile time. But it was, I mean, 5 seconds in a short race like that is huge. And he knew he had it in him. He talked about it. He's like, I just haven't had anyone to compete with. Because we were only able to run the DMR against one team once in the season. The other two times we tried it, we were the only team running. And it's crazy because it's a national event. But we ended up having Liam Fagan, who's from Iowa. He ended up running a 49.3. You had sophomore Justin Sherman has really been coming along. He's a cornerstone Christian kid out of Omaha, and he ran a 156 split. And then freshman Vaughn Hendrickson, who was an All-American in cross-country, ran his second 416 mile in a row, 1600, and he was really sick. He had a bad respiratory infection and somehow managed to put a sub 417 together, and of course he was disappointed in himself that he didn't do better. But I mean, that's a great competitive spirit right there. Really, really proud of those guys.